Good old-fashioned blizzard going on right now. Not a lot of snow, but it doesn't take a lot of snow to create a mess. But boy, we got some widespread snow, and it's going to continue, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, for most of the kind of the morning hours, isn't it?
Yeah, the worst of those conditions here, especially this morning, that batch of accumulating snow will exit off to our east as we head to closer to the lunchtime frame and thereafter for today, but still quite windy even into the afternoon. I think the strongest winds, especially through about the early afternoon, they'll be sustained out of the north, kicking up to 30 to 35 miles per hour, and with some frequent gusts even into the 50 mile per hour range, leading to some widespread blowing snow out there. Again, the worst of those conditions here yet this morning. Still officially under that blizzard warning as well as that high wind warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see some sunshine, though, I think, return by very late this afternoon. I think just before sunset we could maybe see that sunshine finally peeking back out, but again, staying quite windy the remainder of today. Finally, as that low-pressure system pulls far enough away up to our east for tonight, those winds will eventually slacken back all the way to the 5 to 10 mile per hour range by late tonight. With that fresh snow cover and some clear skies for tonight, we look to tumble all the way back into the upper teens, though, for those overnight low temperatures. And then much improved condition-wise on our Thursday, we're back to the sunshine and some milder temperatures, a couple of degrees above average, with upper 50s making a return. And it's still looking pretty smooth sailing for Friday and even into your upcoming weekend. Those temperatures will continue to moderate, close to 60 to wrap up your work week for high temperatures on Friday, and then well into the 60s for high temperatures on Saturday. Still not seeing any major storm systems all the way through early next work week, so definitely some welcome news there. But yeah, today a travel difficult to nearly impossible. Did see that portions of I-80 have been closed between Kearney and Grand Island due to the widespread blizzard conditions this morning. So yeah, travel difficult to near impossible with those very strong winds.
I see ahead of that front, Mike, some storms have blown up in the Lincoln, Omaha area and kind of further a little bit east here in the last couple of hours.
Yeah, we've had some sporadic severe thunderstorm warnings, even as far west as you're mentioning, just to the northeast of the Lincoln and Omaha vicinities over into Iowa, and even farther off to the east, a decent risk for some severe thunderstorms for this afternoon. Coming up, I think they'll flare up again into eastern Iowa and likewise into northern portions of Illinois and Indiana. So as is usual with these early spring type of systems here, we definitely have a decent cold blast with blizzard conditions on the north and west side of the system, but also that severe threat into the warm sector, again, a bit farther off to our east.